So, Joanne, we are talking about Honor Indigenous Peoples Day taking place as an alternative celebration for Indigenous people on Canada Day. How goes the preparations so far?
Coming together. I've got T-shirts and that ordered, and it's all coming together. So for July 1st, I'll be ready.
So for those that don't know about this day, can you just share with us a little bit of background about how this day came to be?
About 3 years ago, this was after the 215 babies were unearthed. They celebrated July 1st with no title after it. So I made a speech that day, and at that, when I made the speech, I said, let it be known as of today to the Indigenous that today is now known as Honor Indigenous Day. And my vision of that was to showcase all our Indigenous artists, talented artists, jingle dancers, singers, rappers, etc. And that was my vision of it. And I wanted it to be a happy event and everybody, you know, happy that day, not, you know, our other days when we're, you know, mourning our babies. So this is what the purpose of this day was. And so far, this is our third year, and it's going wonderful. Last year, we had a huge round dance, and it was beautiful. So anybody is welcome to come, Indigenous, non-Indigenous. You're all welcome as long as you're there to honor the Indigenous peoples.
So what can we expect for this year? Because as this is the third year, things always grow a little bigger over time. What can people expect this year?
Well, we've got, you know, a lineup of our artists. One of them is Trent Ajakote. He's one of my artists. And Nikki Lee, who's there to paint faces and that. All kinds of little things going on during that time.
The minute you said face painting, every single parent who just heard that with their kid, they go, well, now I know where I'm going.
And it's really nice because the lady's very good. She just sits there and does it. There's no cost. None of this is any cost.
So where is this all being held?
City Hall, right beside where our babies are at City Hall, right there. That's where, and it's from 11 to 4, and 11 to noon we do a march down Stephen Avenue, and then they come back at noon for elder prayer, and then our performers start.
I know the march is always really important, and it also helps bring a little few more people that end up joining to see what's going on. But what has been some of the responses over the past 2 years, now leading into the third, about this day?
Well, a lot of people, you know, people didn't know what was happening, but now that they know, they're very positive, and at the event, everybody's, you know, happy and that. So there's a lot of positive feedback on it.
Now, Joanne, just because I'm a reporter and I always got to ask the harder questions and get both sides, but what have been some of the challenges behind this day and even just some of the negative feedback?
Well, actually, I haven't gotten any negative feedback now that you mentioned that. No, I haven't gotten any negative feedback. All positive feedback, and every year, you know, like I said, it grows a little more, and I don't know where it will, if we're going to always be able to have it at City Hall, but I might eventually have to have it somewhere else, but I want to continue doing that.
Joanne, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me, and we'll be seeing you down at City Hall on July 1st at 11 a.m.